Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
WVIK Riverways, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
Back to our roots. I'm Greta Solbrig. A year ago, River Action successfully launched the Roll Out the Barrels initiative, which distributed approximately 400 rain barrels throughout the community. This year, for the organization's 23rd annual Fish and Fire event, a new initiative will be taking off in the Quad Cities, titled Getting Back to Our Roots. This project is centered around the importance of prairie restoration, which helps safeguard the health of our surrounding ecosystems and enhances our region's natural landscape. Originally, Iowa and Illinois were home to a plethora of tallgrass prairie habitats, almost all of which have since disappeared. In addition to protecting our few prairie remnants, River Action hopes to return a portion of our transformed landscape back into the biologically diverse habitat that was characteristic of the prairie. Prairie ecosystems support countless forms of wildlife, but are also paramount to bolstering the strength of our soil and ensuring that surrounding habitats have access to clean and safe water. The Getting Back to Our Roots initiative will be conducted with the help of River Action's generous partners who will provide funds for the seeding and restoration work. The overarching goal of the program is to enhance and restore up to 20 of the Quad City's 66 wild places. River Action is currently in the process of working with government and community partners to select sites, and those situated to be beneficial for public education will be especially targeted. The seeding will consist of native forbs and grasses with root lengths ranging from approximately 3 to 10 feet long, possessing the ability to hold large amounts of water. The complex root networks are therefore extremely beneficial for both flood prevention and the recharging of our aquifers. Prairie natives, including big bluestem, purple coneflower, goldenrod, and more, will likely appear at restored sites, providing both functionality and beauty for spectators. If you're interested in collaborating with River Action on this project, whether that be through site restoration or sponsorship, please contact kwine@riveraction.org. To learn more about the Quad City's many wild places, head to the River Action website, where you can find an abundance of information on each site, including recreational features, hours, and parking. We look forward to getting back to our roots, and we hope that you do too.
WVIK Riverways, essays about our waterways and our connection to them. Sponsored by the Singh Family Charitable Giving Fund, promoting a diverse natural ecology through education and conservation.